My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. It's funny, during the break, I heard the boys talking about, man, they're desperately looking to upgrade the receiver room if you're bringing in Martavis Bryant. And then it popped into my head. When I was in law school, and I think we've told the story before, but Skippy, our friend Skippy, Jason's former friend Skippy, Scotty T, he called me because he was going to try out, I think, at receiver for the then, was it the Baltimore Stallions in the CFL, whatever they were?
I can't remember. He wanted to be a kicker. He wanted to be a receiver. There's a lot of stuff.
I think he played safety at Riverdale, right? And quarterback,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Riverdale,
yeah.
Baptist?
Yeah.
But like... Yep. He was like, you're in law school. Can you be my agent and get me a tryout for the Baltimore Stallions?
How'd that work out?
I don't think he ever tried out. No. I told him, I was like, first of all, I'm not a lawyer. I'm in law school. I'm not an agent. I was like, what do you want me to do?
All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Let's do it.
The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. Certainly busy. But my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. My guy, Mike, now is like a regional manager. JC, he's traveling all over the place.
He's making cash.
He's definitely making cash.
That's what he's doing.
But make sure you get over there. They've got used vehicles, new vehicles, whatever you want. Take it for a test drive. You'll just absolutely love it. All right, so I saw this story, and she's basically been disgraced now in Hollywood. I think she claims that she's going to work anymore in Hollywood, but she's still working in real estate. Ellen has now sold one of her homes with her wife or girlfriend, whatever, Portia de Rossi, for $96 million. It's a home she bought just a few years ago, so she's a flipper.
Yes, that's what she does.
She bought the home for $70
million. Wow, that's now, a killer.
Can
you believe that someone's willing to pay $96 million for
They say a mining magnate, Robert Friedland, bought the home now for $96. So obviously, she did some upgrades. God only knows what a $70 million home needs in upgrades, but maybe they changed
some of the design. Remodeling a bathroom? Is it $26 million?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Safe to say... she probably made a decent profit. It has 9,000 square feet of living space, 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. Nothing extraordinary there.
What's the location, though, probably?
Access to a private beach. It's in that Santa Barbara County,
right?
Which is a super, super expensive area. I think that's over. That's kind of like where Oprah lives.
Oprah's
and
got a
people.
Place there in Montecito, I believe.
Yeah, Montecito.
Now she pulled the plug on her tour, right? She was going to do one final tour.
I think. I mean, she's been pretty disgraced. I mean, basically, people say she's a despicable human.
Because she was a meanie to her staff,
big phony, with her dancing and everything on TV, but behind the scenes, a big nightmare.
But why is that being a phony? I mean, she's doing an on-air persona, but she might have been mean. I don't think you're necessarily being a phony for dancing.
The dancing doesn't make you a phony, but just this cheery, happy-go-lucky kind of person she played on.
Behind the scenes, she's impossible to work with.
Yeah,
That's what they say.
I think she's a phony. JP doesn't necessarily buy it. I think probably a phony.
Some of the homes, well, obviously in Santa Barbara, they're crazy, but the homes on Pebble Beach, the owner of the Golden State Warriors has a house on the 14th fairway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big it is. It looks like the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And I was just asking the caddies, what do these homes cost? He said, oh, that's probably $40 million, $45 million.
So crazy,
$45 million. And it's elevated, it's overlooking not just the course, but the ocean.
Right.
But, I mean, $45 million for a house.
Well, it's like you've talked about this for years, but I was just recently there when I'm in Atlantis.
Yeah.
And I'm eating at the marina. You see these yachts.
Those yachts are crazy.
That have to be.
They're $200 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that look like mini cruise ships.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's absurd.
I don't know where the money comes from, the amount of money
that these people have.
Speaking of crazy money, you got to imagine that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have a lot of cash. They are, by the way, her single already out of the top 100, her first single. I think she's released a second one, They're Grasping.
Is it better?
Can you see if you could find that, Valdez?
She's not popular anymore?
Katy Perry? People just aren't buying in. I don't know.
Any particular reason or just the music stinks?
That first single wasn't very good.
The first single, first of all, the lyrics were just elementary. They were kind of embarrassing about a woman's world or whatever. The theme is fine, but the lyrics were just so simple. And I'm not sure. She's just not breaking any new ground musically, I don't think. But she has a new single. But she and Orlando Bloom don't seem too bothered by it. They're vacationing wherever the hell they are. And they're in a helicopter, Jason, over some body of water. I wish I knew exactly where they were. And they jump out of the helicopter into the water, and they photograph themselves. It looks like Orlando Bloom's holding the camera. Would you do that? Would you jump out of a helicopter into the ocean?
Well, I wouldn't go on the helicopter, first of all.
Right.
So, I think I would.
It almost looks like a military helicopter.
I think that
thing doesn't look like it's going to crash.
I will tell you, the other day, I was practicing some soccer with Isabella, and there were some kids by the creek. You know, it rained a ton for a couple of days because we felt the effects, I guess, you know, not that we were in the hurricane path, but we had a ton of rain for a couple of days. So there's a creek right by the tennis court where I was practicing soccer, and there were three or four kids jumping about 8 to 10 feet down into the creek into like 3 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
And Isabella wanted to do it. I wouldn't let her do it. And then I told my wife about it, and she said, "You didn't tell their parents?" I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, well, I'm going to go first of all, I didn't know who their parents were. There were no parents around. Would you? Because it could have been a broken ankle situation. Or
I wouldn't panic too much about it.
You know, people, now they weren't diving, but you hear about like paralysis and things like that. Who jumps into water that's like 2 feet deep?
Dumb kids.
That's maybe 3 feet deep now because it rained a lot.
I don't know. I know in high school, my son.
I just let it go. I was like, let the kids keep jumping in there.
My son and his buddies would go to Great Falls, and they would they call it cliff jumping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where they jump into Great Falls.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think you're really supposed to be swimming in
Great Falls.
I'm not usually somebody that thinks about worst outcome, but I was like, there's rocks on the bottom of that thing. Somebody's definitely going to break an ankle.
So Valdez has
trying to find out where they
Katy Perry's new single. Yeah. Let's do a mini hit or hurt thing.
This is the
Fire
song.
Hood.
It's called Lifetime.
I like this better than the first one.
Can you believe it?
He sounds like a regular dance
like
club
Katy
song.
Perry. Yeah. I don't hate this one.
I don't really feel it. She's asking me if I can feel it. I don't really feel it, but I can see other people feeling it.
This might be a better choice. Let's see if it gets
any airplay. I don't remember the first one. First one was just garbage.
About like a woman's world. I mean, it was supposed to be some sort of like women's anthem.
Yeah.
And the lyrics were just kind of simple and dumb as far as I was concerned. But I like this one. I'm pro women's anthem, but I just didn't think that was a great song.
That was better than the first one. No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of songs have dumb lyrics.
For sure.
That can become number one hits.
For sure. Morgan Wallen's court date has been moved to December. You're kind of getting the sense that this is what they do with these cases. They just keep pushing it off. This is the one where he threw the chair off the top of, I don't know, Jason Aldean's bar or whatever the hell it was there.
I saw he had a cool walk-in with Tyson and Tom Brady for one of his shows.
Yeah, that was the one in Vegas. Now, why were they giving... Hey, Drabby, we were supposed to talk about this. I didn't look into it. But why were they giving Brady a hard time for wearing a Raiders hat? Do you remember that?
Because he's not wearing the Patriots or the Bucks.
Is he a co-owner?
Or he's trying to be an owner.
I thought he owns a minority percentage.
I don't think it's been approved yet.
Oh, so that's why people give him a hard time?
They just think he's being disloyal to the Patriots and the Bucks.
Yeah, but if you own the team or you're in the process of owning
it. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're asking why. Don't kill the messenger.
Well, people are dumb. Let me just say that.
Oh, yeah. They believe in ghosts.
Exactly. So anyway, you're just getting the sense that this Morgan Wallen case, they're going to figure out, obviously, it's going to go away. You keep delaying and
I mean, if the chair had hit somebody, it's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, it could have killed somebody. Yeah.
I don't care about Morgan Wallen, but I do enjoy his walkout for every city that he's in.
That's what he does.
With the celebrity.
He had Aikman, right, and wherever he was. That must have been in Dallas.
Didn't he come here? Who did he have? Who did he walk out with?
I don't think he did his walkout, but I don't think he had a celebrity.
He didn't have a celebrity.
He wasn't doing
anybody big enough. Should have had Ovi.
No, I don't think he was doing the celebrity bit when he was doing his tour at FedEx. Uh-huh. He still did his walkout from the trailer where the camera followed him. Then I think he did it like with a celebrity once, and then it kind of caught on, and then each city he's been going to, he's had a celebrity.
Hmm. Well, I like it. I think it's cool.
I thought it looked cool. I'm not particularly a fan of his, but...
Now, you know, I was one of the first on Jelly Roll, right? I get the back padding machine.
Again, you're not going to the show September 21st?
I mean, it's a pain in the ass. But but part of it is maybe this. I feel like Jelly Roll's overexposed way too much. He's doing every... Listen, I get it. He's striking while the iron is hot, but he's going on every show. It seems like he's in every interview, every podcast. He's now doing ESPN's new college football anthem.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called, did you have it? The song is called Get By, and they posted it in a teaser clip the other day. Valdez is loading it up.
He wants it to.
Every bridge I see is just to watch it burn. If you've seen all the hell I've seen, it make your stomach turn. I think you know.
What did they use for College Game Day beforehand? Do you know, Jason?
I don't know.
Post Malone did the song last year.
They change it every year.
Yeah, they change it.
I think OAR did it once, I'm pretty sure. Big and Rich had a famous one for a while, Coming to Your City.
Did they?
To Your City. I like
that.
They
could pump you up. Sure.
I mean, I like Jelly Roll. Sounds like kind of like classic Jelly Roll, but
I mean, they're trying to do the Carrie Underwood bit for, does she do Sunday Night Football?
To me, that's the iconic one.
Carrie Underwood? To me, it's still Monday Night Football.
Boy, yeah, but I like the Carrie Underwood. What is this one? Valdez?
This is the Big and Rich one. Whenever you hear College Game Day, this is kind of what I think of.
Yes.
It is amazing. College football is less than 2 weeks away.
I know. Gets me pumped.
So I got to pick four Survivor teams next week?
No. You don't read emails.
No, you got to do two in one conference in week one.
There's only four games next Saturday.
Okay.
And that's the 24th. Our pool doesn't start till the 29th.
Got you, but I got to pick two out of one conference.
Labor Day weekend. You got to pick two from one of the four conferences. Yeah. You have to use an extra team.
Yes.
No one cares.
Big surprise.
You don't have to do it next week.
No. There was an earthquake in L.A., a 4.4 earthquake caught during a live broadcast on ESPN. It interrupted their show with Malika Andrews, a radio show with Travis Rogers. I don't even know these people. Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa, and a podcast with Heather McDonald.
I saw the video of Malika Andrews.
In these Olympics. And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit.
Oh, they handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I watched the video and I thought she handled it pretty smooth.
They handled it pretty well.
Looked up at the lights, like when she was saying, let's make sure the lights. Because, you could have something fall down on you.
When we had our earthquake like 10 years ago, the one that was kind of everybody felt, I don't know, it was like a 5 or something or a 4 or whatever, 3, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I did get up and stand under an arch or whatever, like a doorway thing.
Yeah.
It was enough that I didn't know
if you were taking caution.
I felt it and I thought maybe this is what I'm supposed to do.
I didn't know what it was.
Hot dog is a Midwest taboo. That's what it is. People from the Midwest.
They do the Chicago with the pickle spear and the peppers and the tomatoes. Oh, that's an earthquake. That's an earthquake.
Oh, wow. That is a real earthquake.
That is a real one, guys.
That is real.
Hold on. Let's see if we're going to get worse here. Still rolling.
Hey, watch your.
Still rolling.
That TV above your trap.
Okay. We're all good so far.
All right.
Em, you good? I'm really asking.
It's a good shape.
She all right over there?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are good. It is, having only experienced that little wussy little earthquake that we had, it is wild when the earth moves like that.
Yeah.
And your whole house moves, your whole neighborhood moves, your whole county moves.
I thought it was, when that happened, I thought it was, sometimes if your washer just is
too much weight on one side or something.
Right, or off balance, it'll move real, and it'll be really loud, and it'll move a little. I didn't know what it was.
You thought it was a laundry machine rumble.
I thought it was a rumble from something in that room, and then I realized, no, because it kept going. And
it kept going.
I went outside, and people were coming out of their
homes. Everybody was outside. Yeah. I know, it's wild. These people in L.A., they're just so used to it. They're like, okay, we'll just feel it for a little bit. They're so used to them.
Yeah, I feel like a bad dad now, and I didn't check in on Kelsey. I think I had a message from our family friends. We're like, is Kelsey okay? I never even got to it. I think I texted her earlier in the day.
Oh, but this one from yesterday?
Yeah.
And last but not least.
Assume she's okay. Maybe I should check in now.
There wouldn't be an EP without a J-Lo story. How about this? J-Lo was seen at Ben Affleck's rental home for a 5-hour visit yesterday.
Booty
call?
What does
that mean?
Huh? Booty call?
I think she was with, I think maybe Ben's son, they're saying, is close with her. And so maybe there was just a little.
XX?
I'm not getting that vibe. They're saying Ben is totally out.
He's out.
He's totally out. Who knows?
What if J-Lo knocked on the door and.
Catch him in a weak moment, maybe? I don't think so. Especially not if his kid was around.
No.
Very unlikely.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We will play the birthday game in honor of Chris Hamburger, EB.
All right.
His birthday. We mentioned that earlier on the show. I've already forgotten. What did he turn? 83?
Yeah.
83,
Chris Hamburger. Yep. So we'll do the birthday game coming up at 9:45 here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Conspiracy theory. I don't even know if it's conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not buying what Dan Quinn is selling.
What is Dan Quinn selling
so
now?
Supposedly, Drabby, you walked me through this because I haven't actually seen it. I'm just going secondhand on what you told me. J.P. Finley said that Dan Quinn said that Martavius Bryant last season when he was there, remember we mentioned he was there as a
practice squad
with the Cowboys, that he was eating up their defense. And so he remembered that. He saw he was available. He worked him out, and he brings him in. Drabby says, I'm not buying that. Although, by the way, I do buy that.
That he was eating up the defense?
Sure. I believe that.
Well, if he was eating up the defense, wouldn't he have been on the active roster?
Yeah. Who knows? Well, I mean, they have CeeDee Lamb. I mean, they have great receivers.
No, they have CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of tags after that.
Yeah, they didn't have great receivers.
Whatever.
They had one great one. But
whatever. I buy it to an extent. It wouldn't have signed
well,
if he wasn't impressed with
them. They obviously like him.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but Drabby just says the greater point is that he thinks the room is duty. that Dan Quinn thinks the room is poopy.
I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist, as you called it, to notice this. Look, they're bringing in old wide receivers. Like, they bring in Pringle back. Pringle has nothing to do with this coaching staff. He was a Ron guy. So why is he here? They bring in a guy who hasn't played in 5 years.
I was surprised they re-signed Pringle, to be honest with you.
Jahan Dotson's playing against the Bums on Saturday. Something's going on. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that they're unsatisfied with the wide receiver room. And
they
I just
like
think,
one guy. They like Terry McLaurin. They're not sold on anybody else.
I think it's going to be a storyline as the season goes on. If they got one guy out there, no one else will step up.
Well, I don't think it's that bad. I think you're being extreme. I think they like what Brown has given them so far. I think they like Zacchaeus.
Maybe Jaden's saying something. Think about what he worked with last year. Two guys that are drafted in the top 10.
I find that hard to believe. I don't think the rookie is going to go in there and say, I need better receivers.
He might just be whispering like, no, but hey, I was throwing to Malik Nabers and Odunze, and now I'm throwing to these bums.
No, he wasn't throwing to a Dunze.
I think this is a new staff trying to figure out what they have, and maybe they don't fit the profile of what they want. They want a big receiver. They don't have one.
Well, yeah, so, but like, I mean, I kind of agree with Drab. I wouldn't say he thinks the room's poopy, but he clearly isn't overly impressed with that in total, the depth chart, and he wants to add to it.
Or he doesn't think he has a big receiver.
Well, he doesn't, but...
So he signed a big receiver.
You keep saying kicking the tires, or Valdez, or somebody keeps saying they're just kicking tires. They're not kicking tires. They're concerned.
They're looking for somebody.
No, yeah. I think that they need guys for certain roles. They don't have a big receiver. The only big receiver they have is Bryson Tremaine. And they're like, he's good, okay, but he's young, inexperienced, nothing. Let's get it. We got an experienced big receiver we can bring in.
Well, why didn't they go out and draft a bigger one instead of McCaffrey at 6'2"?
I don't think it's the biggest need on the... They had a lot of needs. They got a million needs.
We can't get into Dan Quinn's head, but he clearly... He probably agrees with us when we define the room as fine. He's not overly impressed with the room.
I would agree with that.
He's probably we're okay.
Jeremy thinks that he thinks it's poop.
Well,
I just think
think about this.
Here.
What if McLaurin, gets hurt? Remember last year he was playing hurt?
Yeah.
That's probably why his numbers were down, too.
Disaster.
But can you imagine if he got hurt and he was out for six weeks?
That would be a problem.
By the way, I botched with the Dunze. They drafted Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas.
Two first-round picks.
Yeah, Dunze didn't play.
Drab, only thing I will say, and this is because, listen, I was a little bit surprised that Dotson was out there as late as he was.
Yeah.
But you know who else was also out there late? And my understanding is that they like what they're seeing so far is Jamin Davis. Jamin Davis was out there late in the game, too. Now, we all understand he's playing a new position. Mm-hmm. They're trying to give him reps and build his confidence and build his repertoire and see what he can do as a pass rusher. That makes sense. That's the only reason why I just refuse to believe that they think Dotson is, like, struggling to find a role with this receiving corps. I'm not willing to go there.
Well, they have to rely on him at some point because,
maybe
he's
didn't like where the...
He's either the two or the three.
The X, Y, and a Z and all that.
He's either the two or the three, so they got to rely on him.
Well, I think they look at it as who's going to run this route.
Right.
X, Y, Z, whatever. I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah.
Guess is they're trying to figure out where he fits in that.
Sure. It's a new system, but I think it's just interesting that Bryant was already signed.
If you would have bet me at 8 o'clock, I would have bet all the money they were not going to sign Martavius Bryant.
And
so I am surprised.
Again, he was with Dallas last week for about 2 months on the practice squad.
Last
year. But before that, he was with the Vegas Vipers, the Edmonton Elks, the Massachusetts Pirates, and the Toronto Argonauts. And he was with the Raiders the last time he was in the NFL.
Well, I think he has a reputation for being kind of he was a disgruntled guy. That's why it went south in Pittsburgh.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
talentless.
I mean,
proven he has talent.
It's been 6 years.
But at least he's been playing. It would be one thing was like Tommy Maddox.
No, he was, look, he was a
Remember
very...
Remember Tommy Maddox was out of the NFL for like five?
Yes.
Although he might have played a little bit in some arena league or something.
Yeah, maybe.
He might have done something. Maybe, I don't know what.
But, I mean, the guy has only played 44 games in the NFL.
Right.
And the last one was 6 years ago.
2018.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but he just saw him for 2 months.
No, I know.
Every day.
Clearly that's the connection.
Last year.
That's certainly the connection.
Yeah.
We saw it with Ron maybe to the nth degree, but you bring in guys you know. He's brought in a bunch of guys that played in Dallas last year.
I think he's different than all the other receivers they have.
And what did you say J.P. Finley said?
J.P. Finley said, this is according to Drab, that he saw him eating up his defense last year.
Eating up his defenses.
Yeah. That was the quote, right?
Well, that may have been my quote of it. Well, let me find it here.
All right.
Could it be a solid for him? They know each other.
For the agent or something?
No, they don't. Quinn says Bryant looked good last year on Cowboys practice squad.
Doing a solid. Right,
you said eating up the defense.
Same thing.
All right.
My interpretation of what he's saying.
Oh, he said he looked good. I believe that. I believe he looked good.
Here's what I don't like. So I'm looking at his most recent stats in the XFL. 8 games, what do you think would excite you in terms of total number of catches?
I have no idea, dude.
8 games. Just give me what would excite you.
20
catches.
Which year was that?
How about touchdowns? Last year, 2023.
I don't know. Oh. 2. I don't know, JP.
8 games.
8 games.
I would say, I'm assuming he was a starter, I'd say in 8 games, I'd want to see 40 catches.
So 5 per game.
All right, 3 to 5 per game.
He didn't even give you 2 per game. 14 catches for 154
yards. All
right,
but who was the quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, who does? Tell me who started for the Vegas Vipers.
It was probably some skell. Look, doesn't matter who, what his numbers were there or what his numbers were when he was playing the NFL. He's clearly impressed them in the workout.
If they think...
Brett Hundley?
Hold on. Draft.
Brett Hundley? What, draft. UCLA?
If they think the room is as bad as you're stating it, then they're going to make a play for Ayuk. Why haven't they made a play for IU?
Well, I think the counter to that was they know they're not ready to compete and they don't want to give up.
That's what I've said.
Prize draft
capital
for immediate help.
Yeah, but
you said that, but you have them at 9-8, which is competing.
Well, I think that
so that means they're ready to compete.
I think Jaden Daniels.
You're on both sides there.
I think Jaden is special.
But if you get IU,
I know. But if you're saying they're 9-8, you're saying they are ready to compete because 9-8 is competitive.
Oh, but, I think they're going to be
if you get
Ayuk,
now you're going to have to sign Ayuk. All right, so you're going to have to give him a big contract. But if you get Ayuk, you've got your two receivers for the next 5 years. You've got your one and two for the next 5 years. So you are you are kind of planning for the future.
I'm buying stock in Austin Ekeler in the tight ends because these receivers aren't getting open.
And remember last year the story was the lack of separation, like the analytics crowd. Said that they were amongst the lowest group in terms of separation.
Thing is that Diami can't get separation.
Well, yeah, even on the catch, the corner was right there.
That was his big take, apparently, is that Diami can't get separation.
Well, maybe the corner was good.
I think there's truth to it.
Maybe the corner was good.
Jade better work on that screen pass.
To Austin.
To Austin. That's what's going to be available. That's who's going to be open.
Yeah. Trav is rooting against him.
I'm not reading
the tea leaves. The receivers are poop, and he's not happy.
I think
happened to Luke McCaffrey in
what?
What did Luke do in that preseason game?
2 catches, 3 catches, 19 yards.
I was
yards.
Actually surprised he had a couple catches because I'd heard he hadn't flashed yet.
Yeah.
But he's playing the position for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. He's just learning.
I think he's got the pedigree. I'm not writing off Luke McCaffrey yet.
I'm not writing him off. I'm saying right now. In August of 2024, Dan Quinn's not happy.
I think he looks at his roster and he goes, I need a big receiver. And he doesn't have one. And now he's got one potentially. His only big receiver was Bryson Tremaine.
Yeah, but they signed their big receiver on August 13th.
Right.
I mean, why didn't they go out and get a big receiver in free agency or draft one?
March 13th, I don't know. I don't think they just grow on trees. I don't think they're just awesome big receivers. You just find them anywhere.
I don't know.
If you're a good big receiver, you're probably on
the team. I think, look, they've been watching these guys in practice, obviously in the preseason game. They're good.
You think they're disappointed with what they see?
They look at McLaurin and go, all right, he's good. That's our number one.
You think they come in there? I don't think
they're overwhelmed.
You think if you sat down and had a beer with Dan Quinn tonight, and he said, off the record, I'm less than thrilled with our receiving room.
I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I would think, yes, he's less than
Who's
thrilled.
Who's the receivers coach this year? I'm curious. It's not a holdover. One of the only holdovers is the quarterback guy, Tavika.
Yeah, it's not him.
Who's
Bobby? Is it? No, it's not Bobby.
Bobby Engram.
Is it Bobby Engram?
That's what I see.
Has Bobby been here for a while? No.
I thought he was there last year.
Yeah.
Maybe they did hold him over, but who knows?
Yeah, I see him as a holdover from Rivera's staff.
Bobby Engram. All right, there you go.
That probably explains bringing Pringle back. Bobby Engram probably lobbied for Pringle to come back.
You may be right.
Right?
You might be right.
Like Drab said, there's no allegiance to Pringle, and it's not like he did a ton.
Why didn't they sign Akeem Butler? He was a UFL Offensive Player of the Year. He's 6'5". He just signed with the Bengals like 3 weeks ago.
I don't know.
They didn't even work him out, did they?
No.
Maybe they didn't realize it was an issue until
maybe they just
watching some camp.
All right, we're okay at receiver, but then after this preseason game or after the last few, maybe after the joint practice, they said, you know what? We need some help.
Need some help.
Listen, they need help in a lot of areas. They need tackles.
Right, we're not disagreeing.
Why didn't they sign a tackle? They're hard to find.
Like three offensive linemen last week.
None of them are any good.
Okay, right. You think Martavis Bryant is any good?
No,
he wasn't. Apparently, wasn't even that good in the XFL.
But I do believe him that he probably impressed them a little bit last year when he was with the Cowboys.
Of course.
Well, clearly he did.
Yeah. I
just think it's interesting.
I'm flummoxed as much as anybody that they signed. I'm actually flummoxed. I'm stunned. But I guess my only take is they needed a big receiver. I'm just going with that. It's not that he thinks that the room is hot garbage, like you guys all think.
I don't think he thinks the room's hot garbage, but...
Because if he thought it was hot garbage, they'd have more interest in Ayuk.
Well, how do you know they don't?
Well, the price is too high.
We have no idea if they do.
Price is too high, EB.
And mild
waiting for the price to come down.
All right.
You think Kingsbury wouldn't want to have Ayuk on his team?
I think he would, but they have not pursued it.
Okay, well, that's Adam Peters' decision. That's something totally different.
Well, it's not that they haven't pursued it. They haven't pursued it to the extent that you want, that a lot of people want them to pursue. But they apparently have at least taken calls.
They had a conversation on the sideline somewhere. That happens all the time.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We were talking about Mookie Betts earlier and the haunted house pit and how he stayed away from the hotel where the team was staying because he believed it was haunted or said he wanted to sleep. This wasn't the official Scotty's vodka poll of the day, but I put it on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in ghosts? I put a picture of Casper because that's just what it was. What do you think the percentages of the amount of listeners, now this is just however many people have voted on our Instagram page, that believe in ghosts?
How many people voted? Like, do you have thousands of votes?
I'd have to look at that. No, it's not thousands of votes yet. It's only been up for whatever, half hour.
Believe in ghosts, 10%.
Oh, no. It's going to be a lot higher than that. You got a lot of dummies.
50%?
I'm going to say 60%.
No.
Yes.
It's not quite that high, but 39% of our listeners 40%. Right now who voted. You can vote Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow on Instagram and vote. Almost 40% believe in GoCB. That's our listener base. 800-636-1067. We're going to play the birthday game, trying to give away HF Festival tickets. HF Festival is coming up fairly soon, September 21st at Nationals Park. Features the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, The Violent Femmes, Tonic, Filter, and Lit. So call in now at 800-636-1067 to play. And
by the way,
if you believe in ghosts or you don't believe in ghosts, you can vote at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram.
Our buddy Zach Kruger DM'd me earlier in the show when we were trashing Bieniemy. I love to trash Bieniemy at every opportunity.
And Ron.
He says, I'm with you on the entire offense being mismanaged. People forget Curtis Samuel had the best year of his career, the only year he was away from Ron Rivera. Diami was a nice prospect coming into the league. 3 years in college, he averaged more than 20 yards per reception. Very solid in advanced metrics. Played 98% of his snaps out wide. It would not surprise me at all if we found out Diami was being slept on by a horrible staff. So, anyway, take that for whatever it's worth.
Possible.
Ron and Bieniemy clowns.
I was trying to find...
Didn't get the most out of him.
I was trying to find the data on wide receiver separation, and I just don't have it bookmarked. I remember last year seeing that the Commanders receivers were pretty much at the bottom.
All right, we got people lining up. Let's go to Russ. It's a very simple game, the birthday game.
All right, do you want them to challenge you guys or
me?
Do I just give it to
me
them?
Me and Jason.
Okay.
Me and Jason.
All right, challenge a junkie, and whoever's closer will win.
Who do you want challenged, Jason or EB?
I'll take EB.
All right. Who do you got? Are these like bands? Like band guys that you're...
No, not at all. Okay. Just birthday. And these people were actually born today.
I mean, on today's date.
Their birthday is today.
All right.
So whoever's closest in age wins. This is a Junkies guest, David Faraday, who joined us in studio, I don't know, 6 months ago.
All right. Who gets... Russ goes first?
Sure. Russ, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say 67.
That's a great guess.
That's the one. That's what I would have guessed.
I'm going to go... Listen, he looked broken. He's a former alcoholic, car accidents.
Yep. He's had some issues.
I'm going to say 66. I'm going to go 1 year under.
EB's a winner. He's 66 today.
Look at that.
Wow. Sorry, bro.
Nailed it. Sorry, Ross. Russ.
Right, Russy. Hey, Russy.
Let's go to Tyler. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, buddy.
All right, I'm going to play here.
he doesn't pick you. All right, you're taking on Jason. Do you want to go first or second, Russ?
This is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, sorry.
Tyler, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
All right.
All right. NFLer Chris Dishman.
Oh. Mm. Remember, Chris Dishman.
Who did he play for?
He played for us a little bit. He played
for Houston.
The Titans, the Oilers, whatever it was. Yeah. He allegedly had
defensive backs.
Yes.
Legendary hose. And actually,
who's the one they called Tripod though? It wasn't him.
That was Andre Carter.
Andre Carter. What's your guess?
59.
He looked it up. We gave him too much time. He's 59.
Chris Dishman is 59.
59. Stay on the line, dude. You've won two tickets.
You know,
Taysha Festival, Saturday, September 21st. If you want tickets or more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. You'll be able to see the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, and more.
I hung up on it because you said he cheated.
I feel like he cheated. We don't
know. Sorry, Valdez, I hung up on him.
He bought a lot of time.
The fact that he nailed it, he probably did.
He bought a lot of time because he got us with.
He was.
He said, who did he play for?
Right.
All he had to do was type up Chris Dishman.
Chris Dishman.
Right.
Yes. All right. Should we do another one? Or is it, we're just going to have the guy call back? Trav, I hung up on the guy. I'm sorry. I thought we accused him of cheating.
I think he needs to call back.
All right, just call back. Sorry.
I
botched it.
I can't believe he's 59 already. Is he 58, 59? He turned 59
today.
I would have guessed 52,
and I don't know
50.
Why we know that he has a... Was it like a sideline thing, like a Jabbar Gaffney thing?
I don't know.
Can you name like legendary NFLers? Andre Carter, Jabbar Gaffney. For some reason, I think Chris Dishman. That are repudiated to have big slinkies.
Trey Johnson. Duke's always said that Trey Johnson had...
Oh, really?
He's just a big man.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he said it was Matt. He saw him in the locker room one time.
Oh, really?
Like Duke's his only time in the locker room. And court memory for him.
That'll haunt you. That'll haunt you for sure. All right, I'm actually following along on my computer. I follow this like Instagram golf influencer, and he's playing it in the U.S. Amateur. I don't know him at all. I just follow him online, and he's got two bogeys. Every time he gets a bogey, I die a little inside for him.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel bad for him. I don't want him to shoot like 85 or
something. What's he playing?
U.S. Amateur. They're in the stroke play portion of the... I think it's at Hazeltine. Hmm. I think it's at Hazeltine. But did a guy call back?
Find out if he cheated.
All right, hold on. Tyler.
There's no way he just nailed that.
Hey, what's up, boys?
You cheated, right? Just be honest.
I did not cheat. I kept saying 59. That was my guess. And you guys just kept chirping. And I kept trying to say it. Nobody heard me.
But you didn't even know who
he was. We'll give you the prize. Just admit that you Googled it.
Yeah, we're going to give you the prize.
As you bought time by saying what teams did he play for. And we stupidly conversed for 15 seconds.
You don't remember Chris Dishman from when he was playing here?
No, I'm not a Redskins fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
The majority of his career was with the Oilers/Titans. I don't even remember who it was at that time.
He played for
I'm a Bucks fan. He's way off my radar.
Right. All right. Well, somehow by some miracle, you got it. You nailed it.
Well, didn't you nail the age of the person just before me?
Yeah, but I knew who he was.
Oh. All right. Well,
in fact, we met him in person.
He's lying. For AHF Festival, though.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Just admit you cheated. I'm going to give you the tickets.
Did you Google it?
I'm going to give you the tickets. Just admit you cheated.
I did not Google it.
So you just guessed.
Guess.
Total guess.
No, you what's the thing? You Alexa
day of my life.
Total guess, and he nailed it. Okay.
All right.
He didn't know who he was and picked 59.
But give him the tickets, but he cheated.
I mean, you said the Oilers. He gave him a reference of what his age might be.
Okay.
So if you say Oilers...
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Watched
when did they become the Titans? I can't remember anything.
Late 20 years ago?
Yeah,
late 90s.
Probably
right
after he left.
All right, I'm convinced he cheated.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, EB, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We were talking about Mookie Betts earlier and the haunted house pit. And how he stayed away from the hotel where the team was staying because he believed it was haunted, or said he wanted to sleep. This wasn't the official Scotty's vodka poll of the day, but I put it on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in ghosts? I put a picture of Casper because mm-hmm. that's just mm-hmm. what it was. What do you think the percentages of the amount of listeners? Now, this is just however many people have voted on our Instagram page that believe in ghosts.
How many people voted? Like, do you have thousands of votes?
I'd have to look at that. No, it's not thousands of votes yet. It's only been up for whatever, half hour.
Believe in ghosts, 10%.
Oh, no. It's going to be a lot higher than that. You got a lot of dummies.
50%?
I'm going to say 60%.
No.
Yes.
It's not quite that high, but 39% of our listeners 40%. Right now who voted. You can vote Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow on Instagram and vote. Almost 40% believe in ghosts, EB. That's our listener base. 800-636-1067. We're going to play the birthday game, trying to give away HF Festival tickets. HF Festival is coming up fairly soon, September 21st at Nationals Park. Features the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, The Violent Femmes, Tonic Filter, and Lit. So call in now at 800-636-1067 to play. And
by the way,
if you believe in ghosts or you don't believe in ghosts, you can vote at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram.
Our buddy Zach Kruger DM'd me earlier in the show when we were trashing Bienemy. I love to trash Bienemy at every opportunity.
And Ron.
He says, I'm with you on the entire offense being mismanaged. People forget Curtis Samuel had the best year of his career, the only year he was away from Ron Rivera. Diami was a nice prospect coming into the league. 3 years in college, he averaged more than 20 yards per reception. Very solid in advanced metrics. Played 98% of his snaps out wide. It would not surprise me at all if we found out Diami was being slept on by a horrible staff. So, anyway, take that for whatever it's worth.
Possible.
Ron and Bienemy clowns.
I was trying to find...
Didn't get the most out of him.
I was trying to find the data on wide receiver separation, and I just don't have it bookmarked. I remember last year seeing that the Commanders receivers were pretty much at the bottom.
All right, we got people lining up. Let's go to Russ. It's a very simple game, the birthday game.
All right, do you want them to challenge you guys or
me?
Do I just give it to them?
Me and Jason.
Okay.
Me and Jason.
All right, challenge a junkie, and whoever's closer will win.
Who do you want challenged, Jason or EB?
I'll take EB.
All right. Who do you got? Are these like bands, like band guys that you're
getting? No, not at all.
Okay.
Just birthday, and these people were actually born today.
I mean, on today's date.
Their birthday is today.
All right.
So whoever's closest in age wins. This is a junkie's guest, David Faraday, who joined us in studio, I don't know, 6 months ago.
All right. Who gets – Russ goes first?
Sure. Russ, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say 67.
That's a great guess.
That's the one. That's what I would have guessed.
I'm going to go – listen, he looked broken. And,
he's a former alcoholic.
Car accidents.
Yep. He's had some issues.
I'm going to say 66. I'm going to go 1 year under.
EB's a winner. He's 66 today.
Look at that.
Wow. Sorry, bro.
Nailed it. Sorry, Ross. Russ.
Right, Russy. Hey, Russy.
Let's go to Tyler. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, buddy.
All right, I'm going to play here.
he doesn't pick you. All right, you're taking on Jason. Do you want to go first or second, Russ?
This is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, sorry.
Tyler, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
All right.
All right. NFLer Chris Dishman.
Oh. Mm. Remember, Chris Dishman.
Who did he play for?
He played for us a little bit. He played
for Houston.
The Titans, the Oilers, whatever it was. Yeah. He allegedly had
defensive backs.
Yes.
Legendary hose. And actually.
Who's the one they called Tripod, though? Wasn't him.
That was Andre Carter.
Andre Carter. What's your guess?
59.
He looked it up. We gave him too much time. He's 59.
Chris Dishman is 59.
59. Stay on the line, dude. You've won two tickets.
You know.
Tayshia Festival, Saturday, September 21st. If you want tickets or more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. You'll be able to see the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, and more.
I hung up on it because you said he cheated.
I feel like he cheated. We don't know.
Sorry, Valdez, I hung up on him.
He bought a lot of time. I
mean, the fact that he nailed it, he probably didn't.
He bought a lot of time because he got us with.
He
said, who did he play for?
Right.
All he had to do was type up Chris Dishman.
Chris Dishman.
Right.
Yes. All right. Should we do another one? Or is it, we're just going to have the guy call back? Drab, I hung up on the guy. I'm sorry. I thought we accused him of cheating.
I think he needs to call back.
All right, just call back. Sorry.
I
botched it.
I can't believe he's 59 already. Is he 58, 59? He turned 59
today.
I would have guessed 52,
And I don't know 50. Why we know that he has a... Was it like a sideline thing? Like a Jabbar Gaffney thing?
I don't know.
Can you name like legendary NFLers? Andre Carter, Jabbar Gaffney. For some reason, I think Chris Dishman. That are repudiated to have big slinkies.
Trey Johnson. Duke's always said that Trey Johnson had.
Oh, really?
He's just a big man.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he said it was Matt. He saw him in the locker room one time.
Oh, really?
It's like Duke's his only time in the locker room. And court memory for him.
That'll haunt you. That'll haunt you for sure. All right, I'm actually following along on my computer. I follow this Instagram golf influencer, and he's playing in the U.S. Amateur. I don't know him at all. I just follow him online, and he's got two bogeys there. Every time he gets a bogey, I die a little inside for him.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel bad for him. I don't want him to shoot like 85 or
What's he playing?
U.S. Amateur. They're in the stroke play portion of the – I think it's at Hazeltine. I think it's at Hazeltine. But did a guy call back?
Find out if he cheated.
All right, hold on. Tyler.
There's no way he just nailed that.
Hey, what's up, boys?
You cheated, right? Just be honest.
I did not cheat. I kept saying 59. That was my guess. And you guys just kept chirping. And I kept trying to say it. And nobody heard me.
But you didn't even know who
he was.
We'll
give you the prize. Just admit that you Googled it.
Yeah, we're going to give you the prize.
As you bought time by saying what teams did he play for. And we stupidly conversed for 15 seconds.
You don't remember Chris Dishman from when he was playing here?
No, I'm not a Redskins fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I mean, the majority of his career was with the Oilers/Titans. I don't even remember who it was at that time.
He played for
I'm a Bucs fan. He's way off my radar.
Right. All right. Well, somehow by some miracle, you got it. You nailed it.
Well, didn't you nail the age of the person just before me?
Yeah, but I knew who he was.
Oh. All right. Well,
in fact, we met him.
We met him
in person.
On site for AHF Festival, though.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Just admit you cheated. I'm going to give you the tickets.
Did you Google it? You're going to get it.
I'm
going
to give you the tickets. Just admit you cheated.
I did not Google it.
So you just guessed. Total guess.
No, you what's the thing? You Alexa did
it.
Total guess, and you nailed it. Okay.
All right.
He didn't know who he was and picked 59.
But give him the tickets, but he cheated.
I mean, you said the Oilers. You gave him a reference of what his age might be.
Okay.
So if you say Oilers... Yeah.
So I don't even know.
When did they become the Titans? I can't remember anything.
Late 90s.
20 years ago?
Yeah. Late 90s.
Probably
yeah.
right after he left.
All right. I'm convinced he cheated.
All right. We got to get out of here. For Bish, EB, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.